Just like Cougar fans come together for BYU basketball, the community gathers around KSL each morning for important news. Listen tomorrow between 5 and 9 to KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into Cougar Nation here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte with you up until 7 o'clock. We're taking your phone calls, 801-575-8255, talking all things BYU basketball. The question of the day today, what's been the biggest surprise to you, Cougar Nation, through BYU's first 10 games in Big 12 play? What's kind of surprised you the most? We'll get your thoughts and your reaction and here on the show. What's been the biggest surprise to you, Matt?
That they have 5 wins. Really? I mean, this is the Big 12, Mitch. And the thing that's crazy is they probably should have 7 or 8 out of the first 10. And this is the best league in basketball and has been for a number of years. I don't think anyone, even the blue-goggled Cougar fans out there, couldn't have expected this. A team that struggled in their final year in the WCC jumps up to the Big 12 and is in the upper half of the league and is competing with ranked teams on a nightly basis. That is shocking, Mitch.
Yeah, it's been such a fun thing to see BYU having this success. And now, my biggest surprise, and let me just preface this by saying the Big 12 is hands down the best league in America. I'm writing a piece right now that'll publish tonight, getting ready for tomorrow's game against UCF, that this is the best league. They didn't game the system. Even Mark Pope talked about that in the media session. But I am a little bit surprised, Matt, that this league isn't as top-end difficult as I was maybe expecting. I thought the Kansases, the Houstons, the Baylors would just be downright untouchable. And look, BYU hasn't beat those teams yet. They lost to Baylor. They lost to Houston. But BYU looked like they belonged. And maybe is it a case of BYU is what the advanced metrics have said all along, that they are one of the elite teams in college basketball? I don't know yet. Because maybe I'm just struggling mentally to compute that BYU might be one of the best teams in college basketball this year. But I didn't see BYU against Houston get outclassed. And that's kind of surprised me, because I thought Houston would be the type of team that would roll into Provo and just, you know, outman BYU. But that hasn't been the case. And BYU looks like they belong. And I think that's been a surprise to me. What about you? Would you agree with that, that it's been surprising the top end of this league hasn't been maybe as good as we thought?
Maybe a little bit, but I also feel like there aren't great teams in college basketball anymore.
True.
And it's been that way for a number of years. That's how a San Diego State can make a run to the national championship game, because there's not 3 or 4 juggernaut teams. I prefer this, personally, rather than the old days of a great Duke team or a great North Carolina team or even a great Kansas team that you felt like, okay, they're just going to roll through and get to the Final Four. That's not the case right now, and I think it makes the tournament a lot more fun, knowing it's wide open to double-digit number of teams rather than 3 or 4.
Here's a thought, too, and this just kind of popped in my head, so this is a little bit off the cuff, Matt, but is the journey in college basketball a little more fun than college football? And I ask that because I just feel like everyone's got everything in front of them. Any team in all of college basketball, they feel like they can go win something and play for something big. And I know college football is going to have a 12-team playoff starting this year, and that's exciting. I can't wait to see that, because the winner of the Big 12 will likely play in that thing. And I feel like, not likely, they will play in that thing. But that's one thing I do love about college basketball, is everyone still feels like they're dreaming of something big. And you almost wonder long-term if, you know, with how the shift in these sports and the power structure of the leagues, you wonder if, you know, BYU playing in the best league year after year in hoops, do we ever see a day where, you know, BYU basketball takes on the fan interest to the level of BYU football? I don't know. I just kind of wonder long term.
The only devil's advocate point to that, Mitch, and I don't think you're wrong, the fact that there's more teams, especially now than in previous years in college basketball, that have a chance to make a deep run in the tournament, it makes the season a lot of fun to follow. However, nobody can do it like college football in terms of the energy on a Saturday. It's just the urgency, the energy, it's unmatched. Not even the NFL has that. And I think that's why college football is so popular and the playoffs going to be great. There aren't singular games in college hoops that you can't sleep the night before because the game is so exciting like college football.
Producer Nate, is this accurate? Am I seeing this right now on the phone line? You talk about energy. Let's get out of the phone line. 801-575-8255. Am I reading this right? This is Beckham, the Cougar Tail King. Beckham, you're on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, that's me.
Beckham, what's up, man? So you are the kid that devoured the Cougar Tail.
Yeah, I'm the one who ate it.
How's life treating you, man?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
That I'm on this.
What's your take?
Beckham, hey, Beckham, I got to ask this. Did you know you were going to do that before the game began, or was it just spur of the moment? I'm on the board. I got a Cougar Tail. I'm throwing it down.
So what actually happened is I was talking to my dad, and so I'm like, if I get on the Jumbotron, I'm just going to eat my Cougar Tail as fast as I can.
You did a fantastic job, man. I appreciate the call. So life's been good ever since. Has it been a whirlwind?
Yep.
You going to do it tomorrow? You going to be at the game devouring another Cougar Tail?
My dad lets me go to the game. I'm going to do it.
Yes, get Beckham on the board tomorrow. Let's go.
We need Beckham to become what, you know, the Buffalo Bills have that ketchup and mustard guy. Beckham needs to be the iconic Cougar Tail BYU fan. We need that now. Thanks for the call, Beckham. Hope you're doing good, man. Appreciate it. Keep in touch. 801-575-8255. You can get to your phone calls here throughout the show because this is the show for you, Cougar Nation. Matt, let's get to what's trending up and trending down with this BYU basketball team coming out of that win over Kansas State.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up and what's trending down this season?
It wasn't all good, Mitch, for BYU basketball, so let's start with the trending down, then we'll end on a high note. With trending up. Trending down for me, free throw shooting. My goodness, if they had just made 70% of their free throws, the game would have never been in doubt. And unfortunately, margin of victory plays a role in the net, and it's going to play a role in your seed line as well come NCAA tournament time. So there was a great opportunity here to have another double-digit Big 12 win, and because of the second half lapse and then the poor free throw shooting, that didn't happen. They haven't made 80% or more of their free throws since they beat Texas. That's three games in a row, sub 80%. And 80% is not even elite. That's 90%. Yeah. We're just talking a B. Think about that. If you're a student at school, can you just get a B on the test? No, I can't. I can only get C's, D's, and F's. Like, the free throw shooting, it's got to improve, Mitch.
It was pretty sad that Austin Colley, a former BYU football player, had a better percentage from the free throw line in that contest against Dennis Pitta during a timeout than BYU's team. They got to get better on that free throw line. Here's what's trending down for me. BYU's performances in the second half. That was one of the downsides this past week. You know, last week we had a caller call in and say, hey, are the concerns in the second half out of sight and out of mind? And I profoundly said, yes, they are okay. They're in the green. They're in the clear. Nope, not so fast. BYU was outscored in both halves against Oklahoma and Kansas State. And K-State head coach Jerome Tang gave a little glimpse into, hey, maybe this is why the way BYU plays lends itself to these second half collapses.
We said this was going to be a 15-round fight, right? And it didn't matter how big of a lead they had. They let you back in the game because of the way they play.
That was from Jerome Tang, and you can't argue with that. The way that BYU does play as a jump-shooting team, it will give opportunities for the opponent to get back into it. What's trending up for you, Matt?
Trending up for me, Mitch, and this kind of coincides with our takeaway at the top of the show, the starting lineup change, bench points back to 30 points. When BYU was killing people in non-conference play, they were the top team in the country in bench points. Now, injuries and illness, it forced starting lineup changes. This is not a situation where this coaching staff led by Mark Pope wants to be consistently changing things up. That's just how it's been, and it's been unfortunate in that regard. But I like, by moving Foose and Jackson back to the bench, you're going to increase bench points. You're going to open opportunity for the starters to get going. Noah Waterman, notably, 11 points. Trevin Nell, 10 in the starting role. And then at the end of the game, you'll get the best players on the floor, and they'll do their thing. But it was nice to see bench points ticking back up.
Great pick. And for me, trending up is the front court. I thought they outplayed Kansas State for the first 35 minutes until K-State made their run, but I thought Khalifa, I thought Foos, both of which got 20 minutes each. Both those players played great, and think that Atiki Aliatiki, who's given BYU some good games this year, is the third guy and not in the rotation right now because of how deep they're going. BYU's in a good spot there, and Noah Waterman's still giving them good minutes as he works his way back from the illness that he's dealt with. So I think that that front court is on its way up, Matt, as March is peeking around the corner.
All right, Mitch, let's take another break. We're not done taking your calls, though. But we got one more segment to go. 801-575-8255. Would love to hear more of BYU fans' thoughts on what's been the biggest surprise to you, Cougar Nation, during the BYU's first 10 games in Big 12 play. We'll keep taking your calls, and we'll do a quick look ahead to a battle against UCF tomorrow night. It's Cougar Nation right here on KSL News Radio.